Welcome to the Glow Up Your Life podcast with your host, Casey Rose. I am a master mindset and self-empowerment coach with a method that is rooted in reprogramming your subconscious mind in order to create whatever it is you want in life. I will be teaching you how to ditch the self-doubt, the self-sabotage, the negative self-talk, and the limiting beliefs that have been holding you back in order for you to finally love and accept yourself and make the glow up of your dreams a reality. Because whatever you want in life, whether it be a healthier body, a happy relationship, a fulfilling career, or more money, it is all possible for you. And I will be giving you all the juicy tips inside of this podcast. So let's get into it. What's up, Glow Gang? Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Up Your Life podcast with your host, Casey Rose. Happy March 1st. If you are catching this on its release date, it's a new month with incredible new energy to set new goals, new intention, and to operate at a higher frequency. And that is my challenge for you guys today. We're going to be talking about how it's your job to feel good and that you came to this planet, you are existing in this universe to have fun and to be full of bliss and experience everything that life has to offer. And the reason that I want to challenge you guys with this today, this week, throughout the rest of the month, is because when you truly surrender, when you release the resistance, when you stop operating out of the lack and the fear and the worry, and you just allow yourself to be and exist and feel good, that is when your external world will start to align, when things will just start to fall into place, when things will feel good. Because the goal is to not wait for the external, to not wait for outer situations, not wait for the job, not wait for the partner, the money, all of those things in order to feel happy. Your job is to feel good in the present moment despite what's happening outside of you. And this goes back to law of attraction, Abraham Hicks, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Like, this is quantum physics. This isn't just, you know, universal manifesting Bolshevik kind of stuff. This is legit science here. Your job is to feel as good as humanly possible and watch what happens in your external. And the reason that I've wanted to share this is because I have been experiencing some extreme burnout and lack energy over the last several months, but still pushing and resisting against it and trying to show up from that space and being so focused on things aren't working out, I'm not where I want to be, and it's just not going to happen for me. And when you show up from that space thinking that, okay, well, I'm still showing up, I'm going to push through it, but if you're still operating at that lower frequency, wherever you're at in life, right, doesn't have to be the same as my situation, but I'm sharing this because I was pushing so hard into the state of it's hard, it's not easy, nothing is ever going to work out for me, I'm not where I want to be, and I was pushing against this, trying to create good feelings from this space of lack, and it wasn't working. And then that really pushed me into a burnout state that I'm still in. I don't want to say I'm still in it, I'm slowly coming out of it, but the message I keep receiving is that my only job here is to focus on feeling good, to have fun, to do the things that make me happy. And since I've started practicing that, things are starting to quote unquote fall into place, but it's not even that they're falling into place, it's just by me operating in this receiving energy, this surrender, that's when things will start to align because you're no longer pushing, you're no longer coming from that lack state. And this is not to say that you need to be in a toxic positivity mindset all the time, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in forcing yourself to feel happy if you're really going through some heavy shit, if you're experiencing some dark emotions. I think it's really important for you to feel them. But you have to ask yourself, how much are you feeling in them? Because it's one thing to feel and process your emotions, and it's another thing to create an entire negative state out of that and remain in that lower frequency, remain in the frequency of something is wrong with me, nothing ever works out, life is out to get me, etc. Because if you allow yourself to fall back into that victim mindset, if you allow yourself to fall into this lower frequency, that will become your mood. Those emotions that you're feeling, if you don't ever allow yourself to feel something better or reach for a better feeling story, you will be addicted to the belief that nothing is ever working out, that you're not good enough, that that's where you're going to stay, right? So before we dive too deep in, I just want you to close your eyes if you're not driving and think about what your perfect day looks like. and think about what it feels like in your body, not in your mind. What does it feel like in your body to experience good feelings? I want you to think back to one of those core memories where you were just in such a state of happiness and bliss and you felt so good, and I want you to feel those feelings in your body right now. That unconditional happiness where you just can't help but smile, where things just feel so incredible, everything is working out, it doesn't matter if you're broke, it doesn't matter if you're not where you want to be in life, like everything is just feeling so good because you're so happy. And now I want you to ask yourself, when is the last time you experienced that? How long has it been since you've allowed yourself to feel that good? And I'm saying allow yourself because it is a choice. You have a choice to still allow yourself to be happy and feel good and dance around and honor your inner child despite your external circumstances. And I think that sounds like a catch-22 for a lot of people, and that's why so many of us block ourselves from letting ourselves feel good because we're basing it on our external. Oh, there's not enough money. Oh, I don't have the job. Oh, my partner's leaving. Oh, things aren't working out. Or, oh, we keep getting in fights or whatever. Relationships, jobs, money. Why are you allowing your happiness to be dictated by the things outside of you when you have access to that right now? Your happiness, your inner bliss, that inner state of being, of feeling incredible, is yours all the time. And if you continue to base it on the external, you're forever going to be let down. It makes a lot more sense to get to that space first, despite everything that's going on in the outer world, right? If you can remember that you're the creator, if you can remember that your sole purpose, the reason you came to this human experience, to this universe, is to enjoy everything that's at your fingertips, you get to create that bliss within you. It doesn't matter anything else that's going on. And yes, of course, there's things in the external that make it feel good, right? Like there's fun experiences we can enjoy that, you know, money can buy certain things like that and certain people can make us feel like that. But you can also make yourself feel that good. And that's why I want to have this conversation, because I've noticed in my own burnout situation, in my own lack, my limiting beliefs that I've really been experiencing the last couple months, I forgot that I am able to make myself feel that good. I forgot that I have this inner child in me who is so playful. She's full of energy. She's full of life. She's full of this high vibe, positive frequency. And once I started, and this was like a couple days, right? It wasn't like I was practicing this every day. This is something recent that I've been playing with. Once I just started to honor her, that inner child is what I'm referencing, and give myself a 5-minute dance break before I start work. And before I go to bed, play a fun TV show or call a friend and have, you know, a fun conversation or go on a walk or play in the ocean. Once I started to do things that truly brought me bliss, it's like I hopped a timeline. That's where I'm operating now. And I want to share this because this is how you're going to change your reality. If you're not where you want to be, I guarantee you're pushing, you're fighting, and you are struggling upstream against the current, trying to do more, trying to act in a certain way that you think is going to get you there by adding more work or doing things that you don't really want to do. And this is kind of another layer. There are going to be things in life that don't always feel good, that we don't want to do, right? Like tax season is, we're currently in tax season, or it's coming up or whatever. I don't even know, but I know my taxes are going to be due soon. And that doesn't sound fun to me, right? Like that doesn't feel like the best day ever. But when you do have things coming up that you don't exactly want to do, how can you get yourself into your own high vibe upward spiral before doing those, right? Think about a time, I can think back to my old career. Well, I had multiple careers, but the last job I worked was not always the most enjoyable, fun job. There were a lot of crappy things about the job, but I had a coworker and we had the best time ever together, and we were able to make jokes and make light of it, and doing things with her for the job made it feel like fun work because we were making fun of the job or we were giggling or laughing or in that state of bliss and fun and high vibe before entering the task that we didn't necessarily want to do, and it made it seem so much better. And that's what your power is. That you are the creator of that. So if you can go into these things that don't always feel good, like I said, I've been doing dance breaks before certain tasks of work that I don't necessarily find enjoyable. If you can raise your energy and get your vibration and frequency up, those tasks no longer feel as sludgy, right? You're not trudging through the resistance to do the things. That's kind of how I approach when I have to clean the house, right? I play a fun podcast, or I blast a fun playlist, or I get myself in this fun frequency, and those tasks don't feel as daunting, if that makes sense. Because there are going to be things in life, like I don't want you guys to think that life is all sunshine and rainbows, that you're going to be riding your unicorn around all day, and that like literally is the most blissful experience. It's not fun to always have to clean the bathroom. It's not always fun to have to do your taxes. It's not always fun to have difficult conversations with your partner or whatever you're going through, right? But if you can remember that you get to dictate the outcome by choosing your frequency before you go into it, it's a choice, right? You are in control when you do that, right? And the outcome will be so much more. You'll just feel more blissful through it if you remember that you're in control. If you set the tone before going into a conversation, before going into a certain task, before anything. So that's why I highly recommend starting your day off by honoring yourself. So go back to the question I asked you when I asked you to close your eyes and think about what makes you feel good. What is the best day? Like, bring up a core memory where you were just so high vibe and you were feeling amazing. If you can focus on that for 17 seconds, right? And this is teachings of Abraham Hicks. If you guys don't know Abraham, Esther, and Jerry Hicks, highly recommend some YouTubes. They go on rampages and get you in that frequency. They get you into what's called the vortex, which is basically your upward spiral of your frequency. It can also be a downward spiral, but we're focusing on the upward spiral here. If you can start making that your goal in the morning for 17 seconds, okay? Nobody can come at me and argue that they don't have 17 seconds because you do. From the minute your alarm goes off, the next 17 seconds, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to focus on the feeling of that blissful day. And if you haven't had a blissful day and you can't remember one, think about your most blissful day, right? Sitting in the sunshine, just basking in the abundance of everything. No worries, no cares. Like you're just in that I just like want to wrap myself up in a hug because that's how good it feels, right? You're just in this expansive state. Holding that vibe for just 17 seconds is enough to shift you into a higher frequency. And then what happens? What if you held it for a minute? And what if you started to focus on all the things that are going right in your life? What if you started to focus on all the things that you're grateful for? What if you could point out all the abundance that exists in this universe and continue to hold that frequency throughout your day? When you're getting ready, in the shower, instead of rushing through because you're late for work, what if you took your time and remembered that everything, I'm in control of everything in my life. I can go as slow as I want. This feels so good. I'm taking care of myself. When you're getting ready in the mirror, speaking positive affirmations, hyping yourself up to feel the best that you can feel. And that's just your morning routine. What if on your drive to work, you listened to a YouTube Abraham Hicks rampage or your favorite podcast or songs that you wanted to belt out in the car to get yourself in that high frequency? And then before the tough conversations or meetings at work, what if right before you went into it, you wrote out the best possible outcome? This meeting is going to go so well because I'm in control and I know that I can choose my thoughts and my boss is going to respond in the best possible way because I'm good at my job, right? And what if on your drive home, even if you had a tough day, what if you listed out three things that you're grateful for? And then before going in to bed at night, what if you wrote out, tomorrow morning is going to be the best morning of my life. I am choosing how I want to experience this reality, and I'm choosing to feel good. I'm choosing to allow my inner child out to play. I'm choosing to focus on the bliss instead of focusing on your lack and limits. And once again, this isn't to make you think that we need to operate out of the delusion of like sunshine and rainbows and life is fine and dandy if you don't have real worries. Because we all do. We all have shit that we're going through. And I never, ever want to give off the vibe that you can't look at that stuff. I do want you to feel your feels. And if you're struggling in certain areas, you do have to face those things and work through them. But doesn't it sound a lot better to work through them from the space of I am the creator? I get to choose how this is going to go, and I'm choosing to remember my power. I'm choosing to remember that I get to control how I feel. Because when it comes down to it, the only thing that you are in control of is how you're feeling. Your power lies in remembering that you are the creator. The external, that's none of your concern. And when you just start to focus on you, when you make it your goal every single morning to feel good, to show up for yourself, to prioritize you and your emotions and your vibe, that's when things start to work out, right? People talk about manifesting all the time. Manifesting isn't about doing more work and chasing something. It's about sitting in the moment and aligning with the feeling of what it would feel like if you already had those things, right? Feeling what it would feel like to already have the money, feeling what it would feel like to have a positive relationship, feeling what it would feel like to get the job, right? That should be eliciting emotions inside of you right now. High frequency emotions. So my goal for you guys today is to remember, that it is your job to feel good. So what if you made March the month, and if the month feels too overwhelming, start with a day or a week, right? What if today you made it your goal to feel good? And I know a lot of people are going to come at me and be like, well, I don't even know what it feels like to feel good because I've been stuck for so long, right? And I've had this conversation with some of my clients and they're like, well, I don't even know what it feels like to prioritize myself, or I don't even know what I like to do. And that's okay. Don't let yourself feel overwhelmed. But trying to just get in a state of being versus doing all the time. It's not about doing more. It's about just focusing on how you're feeling in the moment and asking yourself, what feels good next? What would feel good for me to do right now? Would it feel good to sit down and do my taxes, or would it feel good to take a dance break? Would it feel good to go out for ice cream with my loved ones, or does it feel good to sit here and focus on everything that I don't have, right? Little things. This is not me saying you have to go out and book a spa day or book a trip to Disneyland in order for yourself to feel good. If those things float your boat and you want to do it, go for it. But you can choose that frequency right now. Even sitting and focusing on a better feeling thought can help you get into that frequency. So when I asked you about that blissful day, right? That time when you were just so in the moment, so happy, so grateful, so at peace. If you can just focus on that, that will help you to think of the things that feel better, right? To think of the things that would feel good. Because you do have a choice. You can sit there and continue to seek out everything that's going wrong and seek out the things that aren't working out and seek out all your lack and your limits and why life sucks. Or you can sit there and say, okay, wait, if I know that my inner being, my subconscious, my beliefs, how I'm feeling is going to dictate my outer world, then maybe it would be a little more helpful for me to focus on things that feel good. Because the more you focus on things that feel good, the more feel-good shit that's going to come into your space, into your universe, into your life. So I'm challenging you to ask yourself right now, what feels good? And try to get out of your head here. Ask your body, what feels good? What next decision would feel really good for me? No resistance, no lack energy to have to do it. What feels good? And most oftentimes, we want to honor our inner child here. So I have found that our adult selves sometimes have forgotten how to have fun, right? Because we have real things that we are dealing with, relationships and money and jobs and bills and things that adults deal with. Your inner child, for the most part, is focused on having fun, right? And this is, you know, let's pretend that you had a great childhood. If you didn't try to think of like little kids and how much fun they can have. And I was actually on a session, my cousin is a healer, and we were on a session where my inner child came up and we did a lot of inner child healing. And I just was filled with all of this gratitude thinking about my inner child swinging on the monkey bars and how happy she was and how there were no worries in the world. So that's what I've been trying to fall back into when I'm working on cultivating this feel-good feeling, is I just think about myself as a little kid playing on the monkey bars and how expansive that is. And then going out and doing things that feed that inner child version of me, right? Playing in the ocean and not worrying about getting my hair wet, or going on a long walk and not worrying about, you know, X, Y, and Z. Getting into your body and really honoring what would feel good. The more you can embody these feelings, right? Because sometimes, right, I live in Hawaii, so I can go play in the ocean. But for all my East Coast family and friends, obviously you're not going to go jump in Lake Erie right now. So how can you even just close your eyes and cultivate that feeling? It's not even about having to physically do the things. You can sit here right now and meditate on it and focus on that feeling in your body. That's how we do this. That's how you shift timelines. That is how you experience the reality that you actually want to experience, by cultivating it inside first, without the external, without the job in your hands yet, without the money, without the clients, without the partner, without blank, blank, blank. How can you elicit those feelings in you and know they're yours now? Okay? Your job is to feel good. You were not put on this planet to work a job that you hate, to pay bills that you don't want to have to pay, and then die. Right? You are here to experience something more. And you know how it feels, how fun and expansive it feels to do the things that you enjoy. So what if you added more of those into your life? How much more expansive could your life feel if you tripled that? If you focused 17 seconds multiple times a day on the abundance, on the good vibes, on everything that's available for you? How can you express more gratitude? How can you play more? How can you honor your inner child more? Your job is to feel good. Your job is not to suffer, to focus on your lack, to be up against your limiting beliefs every single day. Your job is to feel good. So that is my challenge for you guys today, this week, and all of March. I want you to make it your goal to feel good. If you're struggling with how to feel good, please reach out. Casey Rose Coaching is my Instagram. Please send me a message and tell me if you're struggling, and we will come up with something that makes you feel good, right? Find one thing. Guys, this isn't about making like a mile-long to-do list of all these things. Like Casey said, I need to have fun today, so trying to fit in 20 fun activities. It can be one thing, right? 17 seconds. At least do the 17 seconds in the morning before you get out of the bed, before you look at Instagram, before you text people back. How can you close your eyes and embody that feel-good feeling? That's my goal for you guys. I really want you to challenge yourselves to try this. And the more you do it, the easier it'll become. Because trust me, if you've been like how I've explained that I've been experiencing some burnout, I've been feeling a little stuck lately, it's going to feel hard at first if that's been your frequency for so long. So just 17 seconds, try it out. Let me know. I'm very curious to hear how this works for you, and I want to see your experience. So please let me know over on Casey Rose Coaching on Instagram how it went for you. If you are looking for support, I have brought back my 90-minute one-on-one coaching sessions where we go deep into identifying the blocks that you're holding back. We decondition, so we pull them out, right? We peel back the layers, and then we reprogram, so we put in better feeling thoughts. And I offer this in 90-minute sessions, and I also have a three-month-long container. If you're interested, you can go to CaseyRoseCoaching.com and fill out an application. You can shoot me an email, or you can message me on Instagram at Casey Rose Coaching. Whatever I can do to support you, I'm here. I see you. I love you. I want you to remember that everything is going to be okay. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, I promise there's always a better feeling and therefore a better experience out there for you. You just have to remember that you can create it. Okay? Sending you so much love, and I will see you next week for another episode. Bye, guys.